Welcome, chapter 3, Mishnah 8. It says, Shnei Shvarim Tamim, Shechavli Zezeh, that if two oxen, which are tam, damage each other, Meshalmim B'moisa Chetinez. Remember, if a tam ox damages another ox, it only pays half the damages, right? So what happens if each ox damages, you know, they damage one another? So now what do? So it says you pay, yeah, they pay half of the difference between the value of the oxes. So it brings an example over here. It says if the one ox is worth 100, so the one ox causes 100's worth of damage to the other ox. So this one causes that one 100 damage. And that one causes this one 40 damage. So the difference in damage is 60. So he pays half of the 60, pays 30. Right, because the damage that a tam ox pays is half of the damage that he caused. Shnei mu'adim, if the two oxes that cause reciprocal damage to each other are mu'ad oxes, so if when it's a mu'ad ox, then you pay full damages. So mashamim b'moisa nezek shalom. So they work out the difference, and then you pay the full amount of the damage. So the difference over there was 60, so you pay the full 60. Echad tam ve'echad mu'ad, if one of the oxes is tam and one of the oxes is mu'ad, so mu'ad b'tam, if the mu'ad did more damage to the tam than the tam did to the mu'ad, then obviously mishalim b'moisa nezek shalom. So then he pays the full amount of the difference. Tam b'mu'ad, and if the tam caused more damage to the mu'ad than the mu'ad caused to the tam, so mishalim b'moisa chetzi nezek, then he only pays half of the difference. V'chein shnei anashim shechav lizebzen, also two people, if one person causes 100's worth of damage to that guy, and that guy causes 100's worth of, let's say 50 damage back to him, so then Meshalmin b'moisa nezek shalom, so he pays the full 50 difference, because people are always considered mu'ad. Adam b'mu'ad, mu'ad b'adam, so what happens if a person damages an ox, a mu'ad ox, right, and the animal damages him back at the same time? Good. So Meshalmin b'moisa nezek shalom, so whoever caused whichever way more damage, so that you pay the full amount of the difference. Adam b'tam v'tam b'adam, and if a person also causes damage to a tam ox, and the tam ox causes damage to the person, so adam b'tam, if the adam causes more damage to the ox than the ox causes to the man, so then mishalim b'moisa nezek shalom, he pays full damages, because the man's always mu'ad. But tam b'adam, but if the ox causes more damage to the man, so mishalim b'moisa chetzi nezek, so and he pays half of the difference of the damage. Rabbi Akiva Omer, he disagrees on this last point. Rabbi Akiva, he says, "Af tam shechaval ba'adam mishalim b'moisa nezek shalom." He said, when a tam ox causes damage to a man, he always pays the full damage. The law that a tam only pays half the damage, that's only when it's an animal to an animal. But an animal to a man, according to Rabbi Akiva, the animal would pay full damages in that kind of case over here. But he brings at the end over here that the loch is not like him. The loch is like the first opinion. So if a tam animal causes damage to a man, it still only pays half the damage that it